We're talking with Madhika Kumar, VP of Product Management, and Pat Ademiak, VP of Product Marketing at Liaison. We're at the Cloud Expo show in New York City. Madhika, what is data centricity? That's a very important topic for you folks.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been in the business of data integration and data management for 15 years now. And one of the things that we started to see a few years ago is that integration inherently is getting more and more complex. And that's primarily because the monolithic applications are deconstructing, there are more APIs. And on the other hand, there are customers who want to figure out what are the insights and what are the real value out of data. So the data integration and data management are coming together. Now, if you just look at the integration piece, there are technologies today that help customers to go in and build their own integration. But then if you want to do anything with the data, that's a whole different COE or center of excellence, and you would employ a whole different set of technologies. What data centricity says is instead, figure out your data requirements up front before you do the integration or as part of that integration. And there are a few tenets associated with that. One is when the data is coming in, you're not really worried about what that schema or that model will be because that can be defined at the read time. And two, data can come in any format, in any size. And when you store it, finally you should be able to expose it as an API. So data centricity is really taking integration with a data approach, or at the heart of it have the data as the core, and then creating the integration with all the other application and businesses.
Well, that's just the key. It's integration across applications. You've got Salesforce data, you've got HR data, you've got payroll data, you've got sales commission calculation data. So you've got applications running on-premises, you've got applications running in the cloud, you've got applications running as a service, and you've got data all over the place. How do you get it all to play together?
That's perfect. Yeah, so it is both application as well as businesses as well. And one of the key things associated with this is you need to have an architecture in place that is, one, fairly modular, but it's also extensible and customizable. And Liaison Technologies, we built out an Alloy platform that's in the cloud. And the reason this was one of the main challenges or requirements that we have in order to build that platform. And that's the reason we built out this entire platform in microservices. So you can extend the integration based on the requirements of the customer, and you can scale up and down based on the requirements as well.
Do you find issues related to data sovereignty, especially in the European Union?
There are some requirements where a lot of some of our customers would come in and say they need data virtualization, and especially because data cannot leave a certain data center or certain data aspect. And in fact, we have some customers in healthcare or life sciences that have similar requirements. And because it's a fairly modular engine that relies on a polyglot persistence at the persistence layer, we are able to do that through data virtualization.
Pat, another issue that we've heard a lot about this week is data veracity. Let's talk about that. First of all, can you briefly define it and tell us why data veracity is still an issue?
Yeah, so the definition of data veracity is making sure that you have clean, harmonized, consistent data in which to operate on. Let me give you an example. I came to a trade show recently where I was a speaker. When I went to check in, I was registered as three different people, as a speaker, as an attendee, as an exhibitor. They asked which one I was. My last name is Ademiak. Can you imagine the confusion if I were Smith? So that's just a really simple example. How do you make sure you have that? No duplicate records, those kinds of things. It's fairly straightforward in data management historically, getting that. But right now, with the explosion in data and this moving of big data, there's a common model. The three V's, volume, variety, and
velocity.
Thank you. And so we called it veracity as a play in the alliteration. So it's really a 4V model if you think of it.
So it's not a psychiatric problem having three different people with the same name.
I think we've all met people like that, but it's a broader issue, right?
Related to this veracity issue is actionable insights. How do actionable insights come into play? How do you enable them, and how do you leverage that?
Yeah, so once you get past all the technobabble and show exciting technology things, really why people are looking to harness this mix of data. So operational data, like feeds off of oil platforms, if you're in the oil business, customer experience around comparing what they're saying about you in social media along with what your complaints are in your data. They're trying to get business insights, glean ideas out of the information that they could never get before. And so a lot of people are really excited by the potential of just putting together seemingly random sources of data and getting a new idea for running their business.
Are we able to do that in-house? Does the expertise exist to make this happen?
In some very large organizations that have focused on it, yes. In the vast majority of companies, no. It's a very complicated problem, very fast moving. And so there's a real advantage to have a partner such as Liaison Technologies that specializes in doing the hard work of this, the data management, building the data veracity and integrating things so that you can use your tools to get the, access and get the insights.
You anticipated my next question. What is the liaison position and what do you offer?
Yeah, so we're in the data management with data management and integration businesses. Madhukar said, we offer a cloud-based platform, multi-vendor, and along with it, we offer a center of excellence, where we do your integration on your behalf on an SLA basis. It's an outsourced model in a way, but really with a cloud thing. So you can shift your effort onto getting data insights. And we manage the data for you. We give you visibility of the data. We do all the hard, dirty work, get you clean data, that then you can move faster to develop insights.
One of the issues with going outside for services, whether it's data management or anything else, is the veracity of the very vendor that's providing the service. We've seen cases where vendors simply close up shop and they disappear. That's not a worry here, is it?
It's not. We have over 7,000 customers, and for them, it hasn't been a worry. We've been around since 2000. We were founded as a business-to-business e-commerce site in a particular industry and expanded from there. So we've got 15 years of track record, 7,000 customers, and we've got, you know, many awards from people such as Forrester, Gartner, et cetera. So we can always put our customers our prospects in touch with some existing customers because they're our best advocates.
Let's shift gears a little bit. How can a unified approach to integration and data management lead to quality data? Madhukar?
Sure, I can take that. So if you take a look at a current example of an integration, let's say you have Salesforce and you have NetSuite, and you have done some sort of an integration, and the integration is whenever something happens in Salesforce, you go and do that similar change in NetSuite. But at the end of the day, now you still have a data problem, because if you want to find out how many customers do you currently have, how many of these came to your website, and how many of these customers did you actually lose, you now have the data sitting in two different places. So you still have a data quality problem where you have to go and extract the data, you have to deduplicate the data, and then match and merge the data to come up with the actual result. An integrated platform, on the other hand, looks at this from the data-first approach and says, this is your data repository. Now let's connect Salesforce and NetSuite. So when the data is coming in, you apply some business rules associated with it, not only for ingestion, but also for data governance and data quality. So at the end of the day, when you're looking at the data that's sitting in the repository, not only you can define that model at read time, that data has been gleaned and it has gone through your data governance and data quality processes as part of the overall integration.
I've read stories and I've talked to people who say that data granularity should become less as data ages. In other words, as data, whether it's retail or anything else, gets older and older, we don't need the same level of detail that we did when the data is new. Does that make sense to you, and do you see that out in the wild?
In certain use cases, it does, but we actually have a platform that goes to or applies a slightly different strategy to it. We say when data comes in, we go with the assumption that we have unlimited space, and when we use technologies like Hadoop in the background. And when data comes in, not only we store the data, but the event associated with the data that could be the user information as well as metadata. And what that helps us do in the future is we can then recreate or materialize the view of data based on the requirement at the read time. So tomorrow, if your granularity is much more finer or coarse grained, depending on the use case, we can replay the data because we were able to store all of that. So I think technologies have changed the paradigm a little bit in terms of how much data you can store, but also around how much of data you want to store based on your requirements in the future.
And what's your final best practices message for developers and architects?
I would say microservices as well as polyglot persistence is huge in a number of different ways. Microservices primarily because of the fact that you're no longer hindered with one single technology stack. You can go build stuff out in smaller teams, much more agile fashion, and be able to run it inside container. And polyglot because there's always going to be a need for different kinds of data, whether it's RDBMS or relational or graph or key value pair. So do not constrain yourself with one single technology, one single persistent technology, as well as try and create a monolithic application. The more you modularize, the more you make it flexible, the more powerful it becomes. And I think microservices and polyglot persistence helps us do that.
We've been talking with Madhika Kumar and Pat Adamiak from Liaison. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you, Joe.